Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Colm O'Mungoin on RTE Radio 1.
Now, with the festive period upon us, many of us are heading out to Christmas work dues. I believe the Fianna Fáil one was on, Fianna Fáil party, Christmas party was on last night, speaking of them. And of course, we're meeting friends, relations, having people in. So how do we ensure that a couple of glasses of our favourite alcoholic tipple don't lead to a next day hangover and the bucket load of regret that comes with that? Joining us now, I'm delighted to say, in studio to take us through what exactly a hangover does to our bodies is Professor Luke O'Neill from the School of Biochemistry and Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. You're very welcome, Luke.
Thanks, Katie. Happy to be here.
Okay, first of all, we have to say what the recommended weekly low-risk alcohol units are. We know it's 11 for women and 17 units for men. Yeah. And just explain again, why the big disparity between those two figures?
It's biochemically fascinating. I'm a biochemist as well, this whole topic, to be honest. But it's because men are bigger, so they can take more alcohol. That's the main reason.
Is that it? It's not something about we metabolize it differently?
It turns out men have slightly stronger livers. They can metabolize the alcohol more effectively than women. That's a second reason. But the main reason is the bulk. And your body can take a bit more alcohol if you're a bit bulkier, I guess, is the idea.
And I suppose the other thing, if you're a slight man...
Yeah, drink less, exactly. There's evidence for that, yeah.
And a standard drink in Ireland contains 10 grams of pure alcohol.
That'd be half a pint or a glass of wine would be a unit, you know. So we're looking at, it's a strange one in the sense that you're only allowed 7-8 pints a week kind of thing. And of course, very importantly, the advice is not to binge, even though there's a tendency to binge. If you spread it out, a glass of wine a day, that might be the way to do it, as opposed to having like 7-8 glasses in one sitting is the advice, you know.
Perish the thought, Luke. We should remind people that the HSE and the World Health Organization are very clear now. Their advice on alcohol is there is actually no safe limit of alcohol use at all.
That's tricky because you got to be pragmatic, in my opinion. People are going to drink, aren't they? Let's face it, even though the health advice is there's no safe limit. The main reason for that is cancer, we think, because there's a risk of cancer with alcohol in your throat, in your esophagus and in your stomach because it's a carcinogen, you know. Now, many things cause cancer, obviously, but alcohol is another one.
Why are we only hearing about that more recently, because that wasn't something that was spoken openly, I think,
or
that link wasn't very publicly discussed.
We've known about it for years, by the way, that this alcohol increases risk, and including things like breast cancer in women, strangely. The reason why it's in your throat and your esophagus is the alcohol is getting into that tissue and causing mutations there, but strangely it's in your blood as well and then gets into certain parts of your body and then will cause the risks of mutations. So it's a strange one. So we've known for a long while. I think the health people are saying, look, just be a bit careful with the cancer risk as well as the other risks that drinking brings, I guess, is the message there.
Okay, let's get to the actual thing we want to talk about, the hangover.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think if you've ever had a bad hangover, the mystery is why anyone would ever go near another glass of alcohol again, because it is, it's horrific. What brings us, keeps us coming back for more?
Have you ever said never again yourself the next morning? Because we all have that feeling.
Oh,
don't
indeed,
we?
Yeah.
It's a strange one. I think it's human behaviour. We're inclined to forget about the bad things and then we do the
People
thing again.
People keep children.
Exactly. The pain of childbirth doesn't put a woman off having another baby. That maybe is part of our psychology, you know. But I think we like to drink. Most societies take some psychoactive substance, remember. It's quite common in us as a species. And in my view, to be pragmatic about it, then you wonder, well, if people are going to drink, what are you going to do? Now, interestingly, alcohol consumption is falling dramatically. Maybe people are getting smarter. It's a third down since 2001 in Ireland, which is a big difference, you know. And then the other big one for me was 25% increase this year in zero alcohol products. So things are moving in that direction is the idea, I guess. And maybe people are considering their health a bit more.
Talk about the neurotransmitters that alcohol has an impact on.
There's great science in this now. And again, from my biochemical training, when I read this, I was fascinated. So in your brain, you have a natural chemical called glutamate, and that makes you feel a bit anxious. So in a social situation, you make more glutamate, and that's why you have a little bit of anxiety. Alcohol suppresses that. And secondly, another chemical called GABA, that makes you feel relaxed. And guess what? Alcohol boosts that. So it's a perfect combination. You're ramping down the anxiety neurotransmitter and you're boosting the more relaxing one. And now you feel the beneficial effects of alcohol, you might say, is the idea. The trouble is, the next day it all rebounds and you get what's called the glutamate rebound. And it's a bit like putting your foot in a spring. It bounces up higher. So when you feel anxious with a hangover, it's because there's too much glutamate in the system and too low levels of GABA. So therefore you feel the opposite that you felt the night before.
Okay, so this is what is commonly known as the fear.
The fear, yeah. The living horrors, as the Irish call it. And of course, the good news is, of course, after a few hours, it settles down again to normal levels and you're back to normal. But certainly in those first few hours after you stop drinking, the glutamate begins to climb and climb and climb. And then you begin to feel, you know, a bit uneasy and you might begin to regret certain things. Anxiety makes you worry about things that happened the night before. So this is extremely well documented.
And then, of course, the alcohol also makes you forget some of the things that may have happened the night before, which increases the anxiety.
That's right. It's a feed-forward loop here. Exactly.
What is then... can we do to alleviate some of these symptoms?
Yeah. Well, the big question is, why do you feel awful? Apart from the glutamate in your brain, they think it's partly, I think, called acetaldehyde. So the alcohol is turned into this thing called acetaldehyde, and that's a little bit more toxic and begins to damage your body a bit. But it turns out that isn't a major factor. A big one's dehydration, because alcohol suppresses a hormone called vasopressin. Vasopressin lowers urine output. And you lower the vasopressin, urine output goes up. Hence, you go to the toilet more. And next thing, then you get dehydrated. And a lot of the symptoms are down to dehydration. A big one is the headache. It turns out that there's a fluid around your brain. You lose some liquid from that because your body's dehydrated. And that tightens the meninges around your brain. And then you begin to feel a headache. So dehydration is a big part of the symptoms of a hangover.
And this takes me back to college days, where it was like, if you drink a pint of water before you go to bed, this will sort you out.
Although I do, there was a leak in a sewerage pipe in Naas at one time, and there was a girl I knew went home and drank a pint of water before she went to bed and woke up in bits.
Sick. That's a bit of an unfortunate. Yeah.
It leaked into the water source.
That's an unnecessary complication to introduce into this conversation.
But scientifically valid, just the same.
But is there an issue that you have to be continuously adding water into the equation, basically, because that one pint is not going to save you at that stage of the evening?
The best advice is have a glass of water between rounds, difficult as that may be. And you'll see people in France having a glass of wine, then they'll have a glass of water, and then a glass of wine. They've realised this over hundreds of years, that a glass of water between drinks is really good, because you're topping up the water you're losing, you're topping it up all the time. Although a pint is useful before you go to bed as well, for definite. The second thing we know is you get dehydrated and salts in your body go down as well. Potassium falls in your body. So if you take a potassium supplement, and some of these supplements have salts in them, that's beneficial as well, because you're restoring the salt as well.
Yeah, because you see those health store shops often sell those like dissolvable electrolyte mixes. Do they actually really help? Or
the electrolytes do. Yeah, there's evidence of electrolytes working, you see, and helping to restore the salts you've lost.
And that's because it does exactly that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the other ones are less certain. There were 21 separate studies done on these supplements, and most of them didn't work. You know, most of the like herbal stuff and all that kind of thing didn't really work. Ones that do work as well have B vitamins in them. And again, you're depleting your vitamin B stores. Again, you're topping up the B vitamins, and that begins to restore things back to normal as well. So those ones are useful.
Okay, yeah. So in terms of painkillers, of course?
Yeah, things like paracetamol will relieve some of the headache symptoms, and that's useful too.
What about the big greasy fry?
Yeah, that's a strange one, because there's no evidence that that's beneficial. Again, this has been studied scientifically.
Really? There is no evidence that a fatty...
No, doesn't seem to help. Sugar helps, because you're losing blood sugar as well, right? And if you drink orange juice, that can restore some of the sugar. You know, a sugary drink the next day can be beneficial. But fat substances don't really help. We think what's happening there is it's comfort eating. So you're in a bit of pain. And you think...
Or a lot of pain.
I'll go for a big greasy fry, and that might give you sort of a bit of relief from some of the pain you're in. But in terms of restoring your body, the fatty foods don't really help, is
that's,
the truth.
So that's a total myth, that one.
Yeah, that one is.
In terms of... vitamin B is the the one that might actually have something. What about if you can rewind, as you really would want to do if you're in that situation, if you can rewind the clock back to when you started drinking, is there certain drinks that are less likely to do you harm?
There is. And again, there's good science on this. They've studied this. The clear drinks are better. And they've done a really interesting study with a sort of thing called grappa. Have you heard of grappa?
Yes.
It's Italian. There's a clear grappa and a dark grappa. And they gave the clear one for a while, and then they gave the dark one a week later. And the hangover with the dark one for the same amount of alcohol was worse. Now, the question is, what's in the dark drink? There's other chemicals in the darker drinks. They're called congeners is the technical name for these. Congeners. And they will make the hangover worse. One congener is methanol, strangely. Now, methanol is another alcohol, but it's much more toxic to our bodies. And darker drinks have slightly more methanol than the clear drinks. So as a result, then the hangover you get the next day is going to be much worse. So if you do want to drink, the advice is try to lay off port or brandy in these ones, because they're inclined to give you a worse hangover than the clearer spirits if you're drinking spirits.
Fortified wines. And am I imagining, was red wine likely to cause more damage than a couple of glasses of white wine?
Exactly. The red, again, studies have shown comparing red wine to white wine, the hangover is worse if you have a bottle of red wine than a bottle of white wine. And again, we think it's because of these extra chemicals that are in the red wine are affecting your body in a negative way as well. So the advice there is to go for the white wine if you're going to have a few glasses of wine.
Okay. Well, a lot of people now might be heading off to a sauna, which is a very popular Sunday morning. Yeah.
The self-flagellation of the gym on a treadmill.
Oh, yeah. Can you sweat out a hangover?
No, not really. No. I mean, you might feel pleasure. Remember, Katie, it's about relieving the pain you're in.
Right, okay.
If you like a sauna and you get into the sauna, you can relax a bit. It's probably beneficial. The sweat, of course, makes the dehydration worse. So the last thing you can do, actually, in a way, is go on the chair the next morning, you're dehydrated, and then take a sauna, because you lose even more liquid from your body and you're under even more pressure. So you've got to be a bit careful.
So stay out of the sauna.
Yeah, that would be the advice. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. The biggest advice of all, of course, is drink responsibly.
Yeah.
If you're going to have an alcoholic beverage, be careful. Don't binge drink.
Be careful, yeah.
And there's lots of zero zeros out there as well.
There is. And remember, Katie, you can't beat the social aspect of this, by the way, because we have to socialise. It's essential for our mental health, you know. So it's perfectly okay to go for a little drink here and there, would be the view, again, pragmatically speaking, because you'll benefit from the social interaction as much as anything else. You know, see, that's the other advice.
Okay, good advice. Thanks. That's Professor Luke O'Neill from Trinity College Dublin there.